Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh today as we turn to God's living and powerful words. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray the Lord's Prayer every week, just about. We have prayers of our people every Sunday. We pray also light services on Wednesday morning when we have Holy Communion. We introduced a prayer service recently. And we have a prayer chain that we both contribute and participate. And of course, we offer our personal private prayers at home and other places at various times. But I would like to put a question to all of us. Are we a praying church? And are we praying people? Many churches and pastors credit their church growth or the spiritual standing of the people, the expansion of their ministry work and activities, down to praying about it. Praying to God, asking God to provide. Jesus' prayer's life, I believe, influenced his disciples tremendously. As we heard in the Gospel of Mark this morning, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place. Another verse found in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 5, verse 7, it says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petition with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. That says a lot about the prayer life of Jesus, especially, say, during the days of Jesus' life on earth. And of course, we are familiar in Luke chapter 11, where Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, because they asked for it. They asked for it. When Jesus prayed, he touched heaven. Just as the sentence or early part of the reading, it's like eagle soar up to heaven. The disciples saw that Jesus has such a connection with the Father God. They wanted so much to be able to pray in that same manner. That's why they asked, teach us how to pray. And Jesus did exactly. And we too say that same prayer every Sunday or every other day, if you may choose to do so. I want to focus on the prayer life of Jesus and to pray like Jesus. And here are some lessons that we may draw from today's passage as well as reading about the life of Jesus. So, Jesus, very early on, he went to pray in a solitary place. That speaks to me that he prays with consistency. Consistency. The scripture, like this verse and many others, have shown that Jesus prayed consistently. Prayer is very much part of Jesus' routine. Prayer is spiritual warfare that requires steadfastness and determination to pray consistently. Remember Daniel? He prayed 21 days. Well, we may beat that if we want to pray every day in Lent. That's a good challenge for us, if you want to do 40 days. But for Daniel, he prayed 21 days. And on the very first day of his prayer, God actually sent him the answer, if you read the book of Daniel, through an angel. However, the angel was delayed or detained in a spiritual battle with the enemy. If Daniel had stopped praying, the answer likely would never have arrived. But Daniel kept praying 3 full weeks. And he did not give up. And he got the answer in the end. What is our consistency in prayer? Have we missed any answer that God might have given us if we stop praying midway through or only just the first day? Sometimes we gave up too soon. I've heard stories where people have been praying persistently for someone until the breakthrough comes. It takes consistency and perseverance. If we expect God to be consistent in answering our prayers, then we must be consistent in offering our prayers. If we want answer, let us pray. The second lesson we can draw from the prayer life of Jesus is that he prayed in total reliance. Total reliance. This reliance is not meant to be just type of foxhole religion which only cries out to God when we are in trouble. But it is a daily dependence upon the Father in heaven, and we see that fully in the way Jesus prayed and his prayer life. A little boy was asked by the pastor if he prayed every night before going to sleep. And the boy replied that he did. Then the pastor asked the boy if he prayed each morning when he woke up for the day. And the little fellow said, "No, I don't pray in the morning because I am not scared in the daytime." How often do we only pray because we're in trouble? Or we're asking for something? But prayer is more than just asking for something. The third lesson we can draw is that Jesus prayed with conviction. Conviction. Can you imagine what it's like to hear Jesus if he's sitting next to you and able to eavesdrop on what Jesus may be praying about? That would be fantastic. It is that conviction that I believe the disciples have noticed about how Jesus prayed. Not just in words, but in the heart as well. With conviction comes urgency. We need a conviction that prayer is serious business and that we must deal with it seriously. The fourth lesson we can draw is that Jesus prayed correctly. We not need only not to pray, but we need to pray correctly. And you may say, "John, what do you mean? Don't we all pray correctly? Are we able to say anything to God?" Of course we can. Of course we can. Let me share you another little boy story. Today, sorry, there's no little girl story. A little boy, about 5 years old, was asked to pray the blessing before a family meal, like the grace. The family bowed to pray, but the little fellow was silent. The mother said, "Son, are you going to pray?" The boy was silent. And The family finally looked up to see if the lad was okay. The father asked, "Well, son, aren't you going to pray?" The little boy said, "Dad, if I tell God, thank you for the broccoli, I don't think he will know. Don't you think he will know that I am lying?" Clever boy. That's precisely what I mean by correct praying. It's the heart thing. It's actually knowing and mean what we are saying to God. That's being correct about it. The boy knows not to pray words that he doesn't mean, and to impress God or to impress others. God knows our hearts. That's why we must pray sincerely from the heart. Lesson number 5. Pray with confidence. Pray with confidence. Jesus said that he always did what pleases the Father. That's his confidence. He knows, and that's what he follows. He pleases the Father. That's how he prays. No wonder the Father said of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Right? Remember that line coming from heaven? Thundery words. Jesus pleases the Father God. And that's how he prays. We can trust God to hear and answer our prayers. He will answer our cry if we pray to him with confidence and persistence and with faith. Remember, Jesus is Lord, period. He is Lord whether you think he is or not. He is Lord no matter what this world says about him. The great question to us is that, is he our Lord? The last lesson, pray with focus. Pray with focus. Prayer takes us into the realm of a higher focus. Let the eagle soar up. When we pray, our Father in heaven, we are very familiar with that. It means to me that prayer is not only designed to get God done here and answer our prayers, but it is more importantly, it is designed to lift us up to God, where God is. Maybe the reason some of us cannot pray as well is that we never get above where we are in the moments. Our troubles, our circumstances, and we are still hanging around there. But dear brothers and sisters, we need to rise above that, soar up and into the heavenly realm, and to meet God in his heavenly throne as we pray. Our soul must soar up to the throne of grace and come before God in his mercy and in his grace. Our Father in heaven, that is where we go in prayer. Let me draw to a close then. Yes, there are needs which only prayer can meet. There are problems only prayer can prevent. There are hurts only prayer can cease. There are battles only prayer can win. And there are souls that only prayer can reach. And that's why we're praying for 5 in this season. Pray for others. So brothers and sisters, let us pray like Jesus, with consistency, in total reliance, with conviction, correctly with a pure heart and pray in confidence that God will hear us and answer our prayer, and pray with focus. And this we ask and pray. Amen.